Sam, they are here, and you know they love the beer. They love beer. Don't you know they love the beer?
All right, welcome to episode 3 of the Beer Goggles podcast. It's just Drew and Nate today. No guests this time around.
Nope, just us.
And we're, not only is there no guests, but we're doing more beer than normal this time around.
We're doing 3 beers, eh?
And they ain't exactly weak ones either.
No, not at all.
Today we're going to be doing the Brooklyn Lager Black Chocolate Stout, which is a winter beer, and we got real lucky with finding it in March. And then we're also doing the Delirium Nocturnum 24-ounce. And we will be splitting that up. And then we also have 2 beers of the Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA out of me got lucky. Me getting lucky and finding it. And
if those of you were listening, last week we did the 60-minute, so now we're doing the 90-minute.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And today, our listener Mikey asked us to talk about puke-related stories. So we'll be trying to keep everything disgusting for everyone today.
We're not going to get too bad. It's not like we're going to be like, oh, there are chunks of spinach in it and pita bread. Why spinach and pita? I don't know.
I mean, they go together.
They do.
Because when you get a pita, you usually get spinach in
they
it.
They do go so together really
that's
well.
That's the healthy throw-up.
Yeah.
That's the bulimic throw-up right there.
I want to eat healthy and then throw it up anyway.
I still feel guilty.
I only ate like half of... I don't even know what. It was like a cracker-sized piece of bread.
And we're finally introducing our mugs. I forgot that I had sweet comic book mugs. So Nathan will be drinking out of... They're cleaned. They're just... We have hard water. That's all that is. It's hard water. Well, anyway. Nathan will be drinking out of Superman and Batman. I'll be drinking out of Wonder Woman and Green Lantern. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I figure Superman would probably dig an IPA. Batman's all about chocolate, I think. And he's probably going to have some of that delirium stuff, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that Green Lantern was going to be the chocolate, but I feel like... I think Nathan's right. I think Wonder Woman's got the jungle fever this time around.
Well, not to mention women are used to getting chocolates from, like, everybody.
Yeah.
And so it's an aphrodisiac. Maybe we'll get lucky with Wonder Woman.
Also, when women are upset, they eat sweets.
Yes.
Their comfort food is sweets.
Yep.
I think guys' comfort food is Chinese food.
Yeah.
You get it and you order it, and when it comes in, you're just like, I'm going to eat the shit out of you. Like, you should be paying me for my services when I'm done type shit.
And then you feel like shit afterwards.
You roll up on the couch and watch Cops to make yourself feel better. Just like, at least I'm not as shitty as this guy. Getting arrested, beating his wife. All right. Well, we both went through the flu this week.
Yeah.
Some serious sickness. Nathan got it real bad. I got it later on in the week, and we're both getting a little bit healthier. I'm still peeing out of my butt a little bit. But past that, I'm doing all right. Nathan's feeling chipper today.
Yeah, I feel great. Especially considering last Tuesday was the last time, like, I was anywhere for a week. And then I was down for the count. Today was my first day back to work. No longer smoking. Which is awesome. So I'll probably be able to taste this stuff in beer way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except, you know, the stuffy nose that's still lingering, but
that's okay. It'll start running pretty good after we get a few beers. Yeah. the lowest alcohol content in any of the beers is 8.5%. Yeah. So get ready for a drunk one this time around, folks.
We got 8.5, 9, and 10. So we're fucked.
Yeah, this is going to be great. All right. Well, first beer we're going to do is we're going to get the bitter one out. We're going to do the 90-minute IPA.
How about we pour and then I'll go into the
That's fine. All right.
1, 2, 3. Oh.
All right. That was good enough. And we're pouring. Nice little trick I learned. I don't know if you want to do this. You get it up most of the way. And then you take the little bottom here, more way less than that, like down by the label. and then you do this, swish it around, and then pour it in real quick, and you get a good head at the top.
Ooh, look at that!
Yeah, right? You look like a professional bartender.
Bubbles.
Bubbles. And we also put a tablecloth of sorts on the table because we realized after Charlie was banging on it, it came out like a fucking battleship.
Yeah, I know. He slayed that fucking table pretty hard. And when he sent me that message, I'm like, what? I thought it was like any time we moved, it was just like...
Oh, no. It's like the first podcast, the beer bottles are clicking. And it's like click, 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 click the whole time we're talking. So we're learning.
Yeah.
We usually don't have to deal with bottles.
That's not true.
I guess I meant like, I don't know, we're not sound guys.
Here, cheers. Right, cheers. Real quick before we talk about it. All right, here's what Dogfish Head's website has to say about this. The availability is year-round. Esquire magazine calls our 90-minute IPA perhaps the best IPA in America. An Imperial IPA best savored from a snifter. 90 Minute has a great malt backbone that stands up to extreme hopping rate. 90 Minute IPA was the first beer we continuously hopped, allowing for a pungent but not crushing hop flavor. Since introducing the world to our continuously hopping method with our 90 Minute IPA, we've since released a continuously hopped 60 Minute IPA, 120 Minute IPA, and even a 75 Minute IPA. In addition to the continuous hopping, 90-minute IPA is also dry-hopped with our Miso Hoppy device during conditioning. Check it out in the video below, which you can check out the video on there. This beer is also an excellent candidate for use with our Randall the Enamel Animal Filter, which I looked at, and it looks like PVC pipe that you just strain everything through more hops.
Okay.
So, yeah, there might be something worth looking into. But,
all right, well, opinion?
It's fucking hoppy as shit, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
I can't fucking find anything wrong with Dogfish Head stuff, and I'm not an IPA fan, so I enjoy it.
It's definitely a big difference between the 60 and the 90 minute for hoppiness.
Yeah.
The 60 minute was more smooth.
Yeah, this, like, you can smell the hops, and as soon as you take a fucking taste of it, it's like, wow.
But it's still great.
Oh, no, it's delicious.
I love this beer. And it's lighter, too, so like all IPAs, of course. So it's not like a big meal. We're going to get into two meal beers later.
Yeah.
So we'll be nice and stuffed.
Not to mention, I wanted to taste this before I tasted.
Sweet.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to go from, like, chocolate to this.
Bitter, yeah.
Because, I don't know, that sort of would have ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you ever eat sushi, you'll, like, eat it all, and then they give what the fuck is it? Pink shit on the plate. I can't think of what it is. You're supposed to eat it to, like, cleanse your palate. You eat it, and it fucking ruins everything that you just ate. You're just like, fuck! I wanted to taste that other stuff forever.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some palate cleanser with this water, that's for sure.
Yeah. Or Red Bull. Or Red
Bull. Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, it's... trying to think. This is weird. I'm used to smoking. Now I'm tasting everything. Everything tastes different to me now. I'm trying to think of what the fuck the middle flavor tastes like.
It's like... that, like, minorly sweet stuff?
Yeah.
Before it gets bitter. Because it starts bitter, and then it ends with, like, a different bitter.
Yeah. But right in the middle, it's, like, sweet tasting.
Yeah. But since we're doing puke stuff, I'm just gonna segue right into this. My favorite puke story is I used to, right down the street from my house, there's a really douchey person that lives there named Phil Burdett. No one really. I mean, he sucks. I mean, sister's kind of cute. I don't know. If, is she gay? I'm not sure.
I have no idea. No, she's not.
She's not. I know she made out with Lewis, but Lewis has long hair. So
I saw her in the store not too long ago. Oh, Lewis got along good for the most part with her. Like,
yeah,
from the times I talked to her, it wasn't like we're best fucking friends. But I saw her not too long ago, actually probably a year and a half ago, in the store. But she was with some guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we crashed their parties a few times, and for anyone who knows me as a drinker when I was 16 or so, or 17, was I was very well known for going into a party and drinking like 12 beers right away and then getting absolutely sick in 30. Like, so within the hour, I was sober, drunk, then throwing up and passed out. And I did that very well at Philby's the one night. And I went outside to throw up, and Bill came out with me because I was like stumbling around like, fuck, I'm going to throw up. And I like stumble outside and I go into the kind of the backyard where the trampoline is, and I start throwing up. And it was one of those very violent, like loud, like you're murdering someone and your gut hurts and you're crying. And then out of nowhere, this huge howling comes out of the barn because he was raising beagles and forgot. So at one in the morning, we get scared shitless from 13 beagles howling their face off. And we're so scared, in mid throw up, I ran back inside and held it and went into the bathroom. And I had throw up in my hands, and it was the most terrifying experience of my life until I made sense the next day. I think it was the next day when I was just like, oh yeah, he has beagles, and that's what that fucking crazy noise was.
I've got
I forget, because Bill just being like, what the fuck is that?
I've got two stories from Hop. First one was like the second time I'd ever been to a bar. My one of my managers, Mike, who passed away a couple years back, he took me to the first bar I was ever at. When I turned 21, I got a case of High Life and just drank by myself. But we finally...
That's normal.
Yeah, it was...
21's real do it.
It was months later. Got out of work early for a snow day. Mike's like, let's go to the bar. I was like, all right. The second time was like a couple days later. And I decided to drink a shitload of White Russians for some reason. And I drank a fuckload of them. I went out on the porch. It was just like... like off the porch, and then fucking sat down and fell asleep. They all came outside. They're like, "The fucker's sleeping." I mean, it was fucking cold out too, and I was just sleeping outside, like no worries at all. So it was that time. But then the second time, it probably wasn't even the second time, but the most memorable vomit I ever did at that place was I pre-gamed it that night by drinking 151 that I had in my house. Ugh. And
makes me quiver.
I put a little bit in a flask that I have, and I was like sipping it because I walked there. And I got there, and everyone's hanging out, and I'm like drunk off my ass. And I'm like, the people are walking, I'm like, you want some 151? Like, nobody wants it. Especially like coming from a guy they don't know, just be like, like some homeless guy. And, I was like, no one's gonna drink this, I'm gonna drink it. I took like one tiny swig of it. I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna throw up. So I started making my way to the bathroom. I didn't even make it in the door. I threw up all over the floor, and I just looked at it for a second. I turned around, I'm like, some asshole just threw up everywhere and just left it. I ain't fucking cleaning this. And I walked out and laughed as I watched CY fucking clean it off.
I like that you laughed at him, like, pointing, like,
You had to throw up, you had to clean up some vomit stranger, I don't know.
Vomit stranger?
That's probably what I said. Oh, one more story about throwing up at the Jube. I don't remember this, I was told about it, but I got really, really, really drunk, and I stumbled outside, and I'm, like, pretty much laying on these rocks out front. And I'm throwing up everywhere, and I crawled over to another position to throw up more. And someone's girlfriend handed me a granola bar and was like, eat this, it'll make you feel better. And I apparently took a bite of it, and it was just like, you trying to fucking poison me? This is terrible. She's like, it's chocolate. I'm like, it's death. So, yeah, that was a good one.
My worst experience growing up, I went to Stroudsburg for a house party, and the girl Andrea that lives down the road was there, and she brought a whole gallon of Vladimir. I got there, and it was I'm talking like maybe one or two mixed drinks were made with it by the time I got there, and Andrea's like, yeah, you can have some, and I was pretty belligerent about it. Like, I wasn't drunk yet, but I grabbed it and I was just kind of like, I don't know why, but I was like fuck it, like if something along the lines like, well, I'm going to fucking hell tonight, and I drank that entire gallon of Vladimir, and to the point of like, I remember sitting there and feeling fine, and then I just remember getting up and I couldn't stand, so I was holding the pipes above me to guide me to the bathroom. And I started throw, like, in the basement where the party was, there was like a makeshift, there was a bathroom, but you could tell that there wasn't a wall, like any sort of wall around it. So they just put up plywood and attached it to like maybe two studs, like like one at the corner of the room and one at the end of the room. And so it was like very much a makeshift bathroom. And I threw up in the toilet so much that it clogged the toilet. And then they wanted to unclog the toilet, so they moved me to the sink, and then I clogged the sink with throw up. And then I passed out in between the makeshift wall and the sink, which wasn't a lot of room, and I was freezing because I was drunk. And they like threw a bunch of blankets on me, and apparently I just found out recently that I apparently was pissed on at one point that night, which I'm really bummed out about. Because they didn't know. It was like a bunch of drunk people went in there, like, I don't know what this is, like, and they thought it was like clothing, like a pile of clothing, and they peed on my feet.
Hey, I've gotten my feet peed on.
Yeah, and that was pretty embarrassing. But I remember waking up the next day at like 10, and I went upstairs, and the dude upstairs was like, holy shit. And he just like hung up the phone, and he was like, I was just on the phone with the ambulance. Like, I think we thought you were dead because I just like wasn't moving. So that's the worst I've ever gotten.
Oh.
As far as like throwing up and stuff.
I don't remember.
That was the least comical at the time.
Yeah. I don't know what the worst I was. I have a flash of a moment that I remember because we were talking about if we ever threw up in Ocean City. The last day that me and Alan were there, these Bulgarian girls threw a party for us, and we were all like hanging out, and we got, at least me and Alan got fucking shit tossed. I mean, at one point, me and Alan were pretending we were Spider-Man. Alan was locked in a closet for a while.
Oh my
and
god, he told that story.
Yeah. Well, Alan's missing from this party. Like, we're blitzed, and Alan's missing, and I go in to go pee, and I'm standing there pissing, and I hear something behind me, and I turn around like in a drunken stupor and open the closet. Alan's standing there, and he's just like facing the other way, and he turns around and he goes, hey, I thought I left. I mean, this is like half hour, maybe 45 minutes that Alan wasn't around.
Stood in a closet for 40 minutes.
And, but then
he was the fucking TARDIS. Like, well, I think it's bigger on the inside.
He's
and
probably like moving shit.
Like, man, this door is really weird. You can't get out of this screen door.
But, I remember that night a flash of projectile vomiting onto the wall. Just like, blah!
In the party?
Yeah, at the party.
Oh, no.
And the Bulgarian girl's like, oh, no, don't worry. We're cleaning. It's okay. Like, you have no idea how nice these girls were. I mean, they're not even girls. They were women. They were like 27 or something. They were really, they're a lot
older. I think they
were
like 24, 25.
Yeah, 24, 25. But they would always buy me booze. Like, I remember the one time I went there fucking hammered already. And I was like, I'm going to give you money. You need to go get big 40-ounce bottles of Colt 45. Like, you drunk. And I'm like, yes, me get more drunk.
Mamkamo, remember? Motherfucker in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Bulgarian.
And, yeah, they go and do that shit. But I remember throwing... And, I mean, these girls, they did my laundry for me. And it wasn't like, oh, do my laundry, because they worked for us. It was the week you were gone. And I got boosted up to manager. They were like, no, 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 you go work. We do laundry. I'm like, fucking A. Like, all right. I mean, it wasn't that. I wasn't like, you know, all right, woman's place. No, no, no. They made me fucking go work while they did my laundry. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with that.
Shout out to Mira and Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Mira's married now. Congratulations. I think she has a kid now, too. I'm not even sure.
Stella. I remember they always pronounced L's as W's, so it'd be like Stella became Stella. So I said, like, can I ask, or I said, say or can I have a lollipop? And she's like, can I have a wallywop? I mean, it's terrible, but it's so funny. And then it was giggle.
Oh, but, you bad.
Oh my god. Me, every night. You perverse. Because we had to clean out ice cream machines, and we had these big, like, toilet scrubber things, but you had to, like, put them in and out of a machine. I'd just be like, ugh. Ugh. And I just stare at them the whole time, and they'd be like, you perverse. And, like, you think that they're throwing out signs. They weren't throwing out those signs. No. They were completely stoked to do whatever they were already doing.
That came up. Oh, perfect time for a fart.
Yeah, if you didn't hear it, that's what it sounded like.
I can't remember throwing up in... I remember doing a lot of passing out in public, like, after you guys left. I would drink and walk and pass out in public, but I don't remember throwing up.
Do you remember the first time we got drunk down there? We went down to the beach.
Arcade?
No, we went down to the beach.
the tide came up and it was...
We ran towards the water. And the fucking tide came back.
It's so true,
Steve. And he was like, whoa, fuck. We just stop at the store and open it up and put his shoes in the trash.
I remember that, yeah.
Dude. You were like, my feet are gonna stink. Those are those brand new Nikes, too.
I also remember that night because I remember pulling out all my... We just cashed our paycheck. I pulled out money and I dropped like $80 and then Dana called me. And then I was like, I don't know, I just lost $80. I come to the arcade, it's fun. And then I remember Tom calling me and being like, well, you lost 80. No, not at all. Dana misunderstood me. And I found it on the ground next to, like, Time Crisis 4. I was like, oh, thank Christ.
Game of the summer. And I'm not even going to go into that story. I don't know if I should. It was just a funny story. Fuck it. It was years ago. Dana, it was like one of the first nights I'd ever talked to Dana. And I barely knew him. First time I've ever met Dana, he was like, you shower in that place you live in, shoot straight at your dick and burn it. I usually check the water before I get in the shower, but whatever.
Turns out there was a water heater issue. Yeah. And it would burn.
Yeah.
Every so often, it would just, like, stab you with heat.
And, I mean, we were all pretty young at that point. I think they were younger than us, and we were only 19.
I turned 19 that year.
Okay,
I was 18 into 19.
I was 19. It was right after my 19th birthday that we...
No. You're in October.
Yeah, well...
You turned 19.
I turned 19.
Came back.
No, beforehand. I was 18. I turned 18 when we were in high school. I turned 19 before we left.
So are you 25 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And... So we go down there, and I mean, Dana and them are like, I think they were right around our age.
I think Dana was our age, Wayne is older,
yeah,
and Isaac was younger.
Yeah.
Isaac was 17.
Okay, that makes sense. And we're all drinking, and I wasn't too bad this night. We're hanging out, there was tennis courts right near our house, and I just remember Dana, like, standing there with his hands in this fucking thing, and he's like, Nate! I got something to tell you. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, I've never been late. And I was like, oh, that sucks, man. There's plenty of girls out there. And he's like, no, Nate, it ain't cool. Like, I've never been late. It was such a weird fucking thing because I didn't know him at all.
Yeah.
But then after that night, I was like, okay, Dana's awesome.
Remember when they came up? To the Poconos, and Wayne spent all night watching Trapped in the Closet on the computer. He didn't talk to us at all. I just watched Trapped. Now I understand, because now I've watched Trapped in the Closet, and I understand why he did that.
That was the night that Dana peed on my feet.
Yes!
There was a futon or a pull-out couch in Drew's room, and it blocked the door into the bathroom. So, like, we all got shitty. I think we were drinking Lion's Head.
But yeah, because we went to Wilkes-Barre and got it.
Yeah, because Wayne went in and got it.
Yeah.
And, we all... we were sitting there and we were hanging out all night. And Wayne was watching Trapped in the Closet all night. We were making fun of him. And everyone finally went to bed. I woke up to Dana peeing on my feet. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, yeah. And then he went back to bed. I'm like, motherfucker. And that wasn't the first time.
It wasn't the first time.
No, he
in Ocean City,
beat.
Right? Yeah.
He beat on my feet in Ocean City. Because we'd have
he couldn't get the door open.
Yeah.
Because our place in Ocean City
was like 4 feet by 6 feet.
It was, I think it
with
was
the
like,
fridge and everything.
I think it was like, it was enough. I think it was.
You could lay down.
Seven. I think it was like 7 feet by 5 feet. It was 5 by 7. I think was the room. And we're not exaggerating. We actually measured this at one point.
Yeah. And
when you walk, when you open the door swings open
and couldn't open all the way because there's a dresser.
A dresser, and the dresser went all the way to the wall, and then directly to your right was bunk beds, and then there was enough room on the floor for another single mattress.
Yeah, because at the end of it, we had a fridge, and then there was a sink. So you had enough room for a blow-up mattress and two other people sleeping. We'd have parties there. We're like
7 people.
Yeah, 7 or 8 people, and Dana couldn't open the door one day, and he peed on my feet. But I also, what blew my mind one time was, I woke up and I'm like, oh fuck, I pissed myself. I drank a lot. I mean, I was in a full-blown alcoholic when I lived down there. So I pissed myself, whatever. But I woke up and I'm like, my outside fucking shorts are dry. My inside shorts are wet. What in the fuck happened? It turns out I changed in the middle of a drunken stupor, but didn't change out of my wet drawers.
Just change your shorts.
But
like this will solve it.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I don't really remember throwing up. Remember basketball crabs?
Basketball crabs?
Remember that night that me, you, and Alan went down to the fucking, we went in that like private area we didn't know was private. We saw that thing. We're like, what the fuck is that? It's like round, but it looks like a horseshoe crab. It's basketball crab. We were thrust about it, and I found a full Yingling bottle. Like,
that's right.
Unopened, and I chucked it at it, and right after I chucked it, a fucking cop showed it, or put his light on us, and he was like, what are you guys doing? And if we would have got caught, number one, with a fucking beer, number two, throwing it into the ocean at what we claimed was a basketball crab, this cop would have been like, fuck you, idiots. You're coming with me. He was just like, get off the property. And we were like, oh, sorry. It was cool, like, little spot at the bay.
Yeah, it was awesome. It sucked that it was private property. Ocean City was fun.
It was
also wild and unhealthy.
Yeah, very unhealthy. But
about as unhealthy as you get.
Like, my diet consisted of either free ice cream, because we worked in an ice cream place, the wrapper, which was the most amazing pretzel place ever. It's like, imagine anything stuffed inside a pretzel. You could have cheesesteak pretzels. You could have like chicken parm pretzels.
Seafood medley was one, even though seafood sucks.
I like seafood, but at the time I didn't, so I never ate that shit. But yeah, there was like the craziest place.
Yeah.
Craziest place ever to like go and get pretzels and shit. And then 7-Eleven, their plain sandwiches, which were fucking terrible. But I can't remember what dressing you always had in the fridge that I had the one day because my sandwich was dry. And I was like, oh, this shit's
roasted red pepper stuff.
Yeah.
They don't make it anymore.
No, yeah, I know. I used it for years. Like, after I was like, Mom, we need to get this shit. It's fucking delicious.
Oh, and Easy Mac. That was the first time we had an Easy Mac. Yeah. And like we bought that shit in bulk.
Yeah, we had a pack of ramen, like the whole, we never really ate ramen.
Yeah, because we couldn't cook it that well.
We finally got those microwavable bowls, but usually you made the Easy Mac in them and then they wouldn't get clean and you just toss them.
Yeah.
But I also had the best apple juice I've ever fucking had down there. It was Martinelli's.
Oh yeah,
we'll get that in a second. we're gonna start the beer, then we'll get into that.
All right.
But it was Martinelli's apple juice, and it came in a fucking glass bottle that looked like an apple. Best apple juice ever. Can't find it anywhere.
Hell yeah. Well,
Food Lion represent.
Food Lion. All right. Next beer we're doing is the black chocolate stout, and time for that one. this stuff.
And this is Brooklyn Brewery.
Brooklyn Brewery.
Which isn't too far from us right now.
Yep, and it is a stout, so it is a meal.
Oh, shit looks delicious.
Yeah. And this one, I'll bring some specs up on it.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
Right?
There it goes. That's a good one.
This one says, this famous Brooklyn Black Chocolate Stout, or this is the famous Brooklyn Black Chocolate Stout, our award-winning rendition of the Imperial Stout style, once made exclusively for Catherine the Great. We used 3 mashes to brew this batch of beer, achieving a luscious dark chocolate flavor through a blend of specially roasted malts. We brew it every year for the winter season. It is a winter only brew.
Yep, seasonal.
It is delicious when newly bottled, but also ages beautifully for years. So this is mildly aged, not years. And also, what else? No, that's it. Oh, food pairing goes excellent with desserts. As if we wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I would say just by the smell of it.
Oh, alone, and strong cheeses, which I would never do.
If you had like a fucking donut right now, like a cream filled donut.
Yeah. Yeah, just smelling it.
Just smelling it, that would go good with it.
Are you ready?
Good. Yeah,
I haven't had this in a while.
I'm stoked. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yep. You could taste the dark chocolate. Yeah. Like a mocha taste.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of a coffee aftertaste. Like you get that bitterness of like no sugar,
like black coffee.
Yeah,
yeah, like
sort of like that. If it was cold roasted,
yeah,
like it's sort of like that. But you know, it smells and tastes really good.
It is real thick too. Like this is like Guinness stout thick.
Oh yeah, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I want. Actually, you know what? This would go good with like even lemon meringue.
Yeah,
I fucking love lemon meringue, people.
And I mean, hey, let's not forget the morning drinkers. This is a morning beer.
Oh yeah,
this is your breakfast beer. This is the instead of your coffee. When you have a Brooklyn Black Chocolate Stout before you drive to work.
Yeah, to quote the Clash,
it's 10% too.
To quote the Clash, when you're drinking brew for breakfast, fucking go with a Brooklyn brewery dark chocolate stout. All right. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a coffee, you know, with some booze, and then drink this for more booze. Go to work. It's business drunk, all right? It's not actual drunk. You can drive.
Oh, no.
Yo, if I learned anything from watching Mad Men, it's that you can drink while you're working. Fuck it.
Or learn from life.
But, okay, when we said Martinelli's and we giggled, if you're not from around this area, like this particular area, you didn't go to school here, there was a teacher, I didn't have him, it was Mr. Martinelli, and I always thought there was something a little off about this guy. I was in Boy Scouts. Camp Mincy, the guy who ran the camp died. He got replaced by our scoutmaster. We go in like the middle of the summer. We don't go at the start of the thing. So we finally go. Martinelli's a counselor. My one scoutmaster, Mr. Snell, who teaches or taught at the VOTEC, he retired, but he is the man, ex-Marine, tough as shit, and a really good friend of my family. He goes up to the guy who runs the camp, and he's like, this Martinelli, he's not here anymore. He's gone. Apparently something happened prior that I can't tell you what it was because I don't know what it was. But it was a while back, and I mean, this other guy had ran the camp for a while. But Mr. Snell was like, get him the fuck out of here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And every summer, our leaders have a volleyball contest against staff. Martinelli is one of the people playing volleyball. Me and Tim Hasek and a bunch of people were like, "Nice serve, faggot!" Like, fucking yelling at him, and he was getting so visibly pissed. I mean, I don't mind gay people, but we didn't know that Martinelli was gay, let alone a fucking pederast, alright? He just got fucking arrested for touching and having a relationship
with a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, that, I mean, this was prior, it's been a year, and they've, like, tracked all this shit. He sent them Valentine's Day cards and everything. And so I fucking love it, because I was like on Facebook and someone posted something and someone else was like, "You know, it's just charges until it's actually proven in court." It's like, dude, Martinelli's a fucking weirdo. All right. I'm not going to name names, but he used to go to someone we both know's house, steal their toilet paper. Like, but he used to hang out with little kids. Mm-hmm. How is that not? His friends were young boys. I don't understand what... I've been saying this shit for years. Like, Alan sent that shit to me. I knew about it already, but he was like, "Look it, man. They got him." Like, yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah, I always knew he sucked. He's a shitty, shitty guy. I'm glad he's arrested. But then I was, like, immediately stoked that that happened, and then right after that, I found out about Miss Lamb dying, and that's sad as shit.
Miss...
From the intermediate school?
The...
course teacher?
Yeah.
Died of brain cancer.
What?
Yeah.
Miss Lane was the shit.
Happened like the same week or the same few
days. Oh, that sucks. Miss Lane, man.
It was awesome.
She was. I remember she was like, granted at the time it was, it was this era, early 2000s, but I was listening to like Static X and all that kind of shit. I went into her classroom and I had some kind of crazy thing. I was like, "Listen to it." She actually, like, this was after class. She took the time to let me play it. And she didn't, like, down it. She wasn't one of those people that was like, "Oh, this sucks." She was like, "Oh, that's interesting." You know?
Yeah.
And she introduced me to not only Amadeus, but Amadeus on Laserdisc. Which, yeah. I had no idea what the fuck a Laserdisc was. I was like, "What's that thing?" And she's like, "Oh, it's a movie, but it looks like a record." Remember that shit from, yeah, SLC Funk?
Yeah.
There's a movie on there. But, oh, fuck, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's just
so sad. Same week. I'm bummed now.
Yeah, it was real shitty. I was, like, super stoked that Mr. Martinelli was arrested, and then I was super, super bummed when I found that out. I actually found out my dad. He, like, told me, and, like, that was just real odd.
Yeah. I was super bummed, I wasn't. I was super stoked when, it's bad to say, but when our one teacher, Mr. Cal, died. Mr. Cal was an asshole, and I'm pretty sure was a fucking, like, little girl toucher.
I don't know who that is.
He was a science teacher. He, like, screamed in my face one time, and Pat's face. One time, Pat backed onto his foot. Like, you know, backed up and stepped on him, and he fucking started screaming at him, calling him an idiot and everything. I got called a jackass because I fucking slipped. Like, I don't even know, man. This guy was an asshole, but all the girls he treated very weirdly, and somewhat, I don't know how true this was, but someone was like, "Oh, someone stole his laptop and found a bunch of kiddie porn on it," which I would not
put it past him.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they didn't find it, I would believe it.
Well, that's shitty.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. But,
Oh, man. This beer is thick.
It is.
It is so good.
It is good. I haven't eaten yet. I didn't eat because I knew we were going to be drinking a stout, so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to eat. But,
I've eaten very minimal today.
Yeah.
I didn't eat till I got home.
Yeah, I had a half-assed sandwich earlier, but no, this shit's good. Speaking of drinking and us, I remember the first time me and Drew ever got drunk together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
We
was
drank,
this?
We had a 40 each of Budweiser and a bottle of Jaeger that I got Doyle to get us. And me and you hung out here. It was the first time I was ever here. Me and you hung out here. It got shit tossed. I mean, drunk as fuck. Cause I was fine. And then I stood up. I was like, holy fuck. Because we drank the 40 and half the bottle.
I don't each. Remember this at all.
You don't? No. That was the first time we ever really like hung out. It was like a one-off because I could get booze. And then we didn't hang out for a long time. And then you called me and we started hanging out more. But...
wow, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it was... it was right... it was like right in the beginning of a summer. I think after we graduated. Because I remember one time I got a call from Vinny. When I barely knew you guys. It was like, Drew says you could get booze. And I was like, oh, I could see what I could do. And I don't think I ever got back to you guys because I couldn't get any. And then it was actually right around my birthday when I turned 19 that you called me to go to the bank with you to set up a new account.
Oh, yeah. See, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was Citizens Bank.
But yeah, right. But the, like, right at the beginning of the summer, it was right after we graduated, me and you got fucking hammered.
It was just you and me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Apparently I was really wasted.
I don't even know how, it might have been at like the carnival or something that me and you saw each other. And I was like, oh yeah, I can get beer, not knowing that I could get anything at the time. And then I fucking talked to Doyle. Who Doyle is...
a relationship built up on a lie.
But he's one of my... I've known him for a really long time. One of my oldest friends. And he's quite a bit older than me. So he was always my go-to guy when I was underage. And he got us a lot of fucking booze. You can't even lie.
No,
like,
not at all.
A lot of mine and Drew's booze when we were illegally drinking.
It was definitely like a, all right, well, what do you want now?
Yeah.
Type thing every time we called
him. And
them.
It was like, we had to give him the money for the beer and, you know, give him $10 extra or $20 extra, which was never a problem because when you're underage, it's better than, like, having to go through the fucking shit of ordering a fake ID and then getting burned on it like
which
you did.
Which I did. Totally stoked on it. Lost $70. I'd rather use that $70 on beer.
Yeah. I mean...
turns out I could have just went and just... probably not gotten carded for
but we were lucky in that aspect because it's not like I was asking an older relative of mine who might have been like, oh, you know, I'm not getting you this fucking beer because your mom will kick my ass. It's like, no, it doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know, you go out, you fucking win it, and it's like, you know, what if we ever got stopped by the cops? Well, he's got a DUI and we have to drive him. Like, you know, they can't give you shit for that.
Yeah, Doyle's awesome.
In that regard.
I mean, awesome in other regards, but
yeah.
He's awesome mostly for that regard, because I don't know him as well.
But. Yeah. But yeah, he was a key stepping stone to us getting drunk when we were underage. Among other things, I'm not even going to bring up that story because I don't want it being anywhere where family can listen to it.
Yeah, there's a few of them I've been avoiding.
Yeah.
Like the Main Street one, the real bad one. When we were driving the Main Street that one time.
Oh, with the bottle of
vodka. That's a real bad one.
That is a bad one, especially because I was like, I'll be right back. And never came back.
Like, and then that's when I passed out in Sherman Theater, like in the hallway to the entrance of Sherman Theater.
Yeah.
I just, like, passed out there.
I was fucking standing there in the show waving my knife around like a butterfly knife, like, flinging it around. Tim's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then, of all people, Dylan Smith gives me a ride home. And, like, for those of you who know Dylan Smith, he is straight edge as a motherfucker. I give him credit for giving a drunken SOB a ride home. He did not give me a lecture or anything that I thought I was going to get.
Yeah.
He was like, I was like, Dylan, you're going to need to, you need to pull over because I'm going to throw up. And he was like, can you wait? I'm like, yeah, I can wait. And then I got home to his house and his mom was drunk and me and his drunk mom had a drunken conversation about Craig Ferguson. Like, it was such a rad night.
What about the last time we saw Dylan's mom at the Jubilee?
Oh, bought us all like a beer and a shot.
More than that.
Was it?
I think we did more than one shot.
Probably. What shots did we do? It was a
lemon
drop.
She's like, if I'm going to get you drinks, you're going to drink my shots with me.
Yeah, it was a lemon drop.
She got us a beer, and I think we did like two shots. I think.
Yeah.
Like, which up, like, or maybe she got us like two beers or something.
It was actually Rick getting us. You know, it was like, Rick, look at who's here. But I love the Smith family. They've always been nothing but good to me. And that was just more proof of it. Like, we just randomly see them, and Kelly's like, you're doing shots with us. I'm like, yes, finally.
Took long enough.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man. Oh, man, speaking of the Smith family, I remember, like, one of the first times that fucking Gavin got drunk. It was such a good fucking time. It was Amaretto, something else. It might not have been the first time he ever got drunk, but it was, like, I think it was one of the first times. And we were at a party, I think, at Kyle James' house. And Dylan's drinking all this stuff. I'm like, Dylan. The hills have eyes. And he goes, the walls have ears. We were talking about fucking Kyle's mom being there. And I'm like, she's going to come out and fucking bust us. She's out. He was freaking out a little bit. It was fucking funnier than hell. And yeah, we were up all night. And I drank a little bit that night. I had like, I think the rest of the Amaretto. What got me a little bit buzzed because I hadn't been drinking that much at the time. It was so fucking funny though.
Remember when he came down to Ocean City?
Oh yeah, that was when the cops were there.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was the night that the fire alarm was going off. I locked the keys in the apartment.
Oh yeah.
I had to come to the store while you guys were working and get the keys, come back, unlock it, and by the time I came back, a dude across the hall was getting arrested. Like, it was the craziest night that ever happened. The fire alarm was going off because the Indian dudes were cooking.
And the fire alarm was loud as
fuck. Oh, my God.
Like, it wasn't just your normal, like, beeping, awful, annoying fire alarm. It was that. It was like a fire alarm for, like, a fucking industrial distribution center building.
Yeah, it was like one of those, like, like, yeah, I saw a red line on the computer. I know that's how loud it was in real life. Or louder. Which the stores went off the other day, and it was fucking that loud.
It was the same one, probably. But yeah, that was going off when I got out of work that night.
Yeah. It went off for a while. And then we get there, the fire alarm's going off. There's fucking cops and fire company everywhere. The cops are arresting this dude. He's like, oh, my God, don't drop me. I'm 40 years old. And the cop goes, I'm 40 years old, too. I ain't going to drop you. And they're like, bicycle cops. I'm like, are they going to fucking put this guy in the back of a bike and drive him away?
And he got arrested for hitting his girlfriend, right?
I don't know what he got arrested. I thought that's what it was. It could have been.
Because I thought he got arrested for that. And then the other dude who lived right next to the bathroom was hitting his girlfriend as well.
Might have been. It's hard to say. I just remember, like, me and Gavin got there, and we walked down the hallway, and it was dark, and it's never dark. Like, you walk in the lobby of our apartment building, it was always lit up, and you went down, and we were, like, I think the first door on the left.
Yeah.
And we go in there, and it's dark. We turn the corner, and cops, like, turn around, hands on guns, looking at us, and we're like, easy! They're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I live there. Where? Right there. You see this guy? Earlier today, man. All right, get in there. We're in there. Gavin's like, I'm afraid to go pee.
Yeah, because he had to walk through all of that mess to get to the bathroom.
Yeah. And then we left, and the fire alarms, and it was fucking nuts. Good times, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, I would totally go, like, work there again. Just, like, I wish I could go back and work there, live in the same apartment, to see if anything changed or if I was still spending paychecks on Danzig.
Too bad that's physically impossible to do both of those things anymore.
Yeah.
We won't ever work there again because fuck that company.
Yeah.
And we won't ever live there again because it's a parking lot now.
Yeah.
They pulled us our childhood is ruined. Our teenage years are destroyed.
Yeah, our late teens. Like, the very end of us being teens. Lethal mold bed bugs that'll demolish a place and turn it into a parking lot. And we never had issues.
I did.
Well, you did, but...
that one time.
I mean, I never got bit, like, but we kept our apartment so fucking cold.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure that kept everything
dormant.
Yeah, because it was the
so the place we lived at was a flat $165 a week, which is yes, a lot of fucking money for where we lived, but between three people, it's only $55 a week. It's the cheapest you can get for where we were living. It was actually awesome. No, it was $55 a person, remember? When Alan was in?
I don't remember. Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a week. So it was like
a week.
Over $400 a week.
It was $500 a month.
Yeah.
Which would,
yeah, if you saw our place, that's a lot.
Yeah, but for weekly and what we were making, it was not that bad.
No.
And, well, since it was a flat rate and there was an air conditioner, we were like, fuck it. The day we moved in what was it, May?
Yeah.
It was the like beginning of May. The day we moved in, we turned that air conditioner up to full blast and it never shut off.
Yeah.
We would work all day and work till 2 a.m, come back, and it was still on.
Yeah.
We never turned it. No. Props to that air conditioner for not dying.
Yeah, because that air conditioner, whatever company that was.
That is something.
Fucking, hey, I wish I knew so I could recommend it. It was all summer long. And, I mean, you wake up with a sore throat because of how cold it was. And then you'd be like,
Triple blankets. Yeah. That summer was hot as balls.
Yeah, because when you walked outside, it was like getting kicked in the chest by God. He was just like, fuck you.
It was one of those things, the second you walked out, if you had glasses, they fogged up.
Yeah.
And, which I don't think either one of us were wearing glasses at that time.
No,
I was.
Yeah, you were, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really start wearing glasses all the time until recently. But, yeah. No, Ocean City it's very humid. And you sort of get used to it. Because I wore pants the whole summer, except for, yeah. I wore tight pants back then, and everyone was like, you have tight pants, a small dick, and wear sweaters in the summertime.
You have a small dick and wear a sweater in the summer. Or tight pants.
People would yell the stupidest shit. Like, tight pants, a lot of people weren't wearing them at the time. So, and every week there's jocks down there from high school or
college.
Yeah,
it was like senior week, but the senior week was split up. Like, 1 week was high school, and then the next week was college. And I thought when high school went around, it was like the worst week to get picked on, but then college week.
Yeah, college.
And that's when we stole that skateboard, because we followed those dudes back. Like, fuck it. Took that skateboard, means of transportation.
But I mean, like, when you think Ocean City, you don't think scary. There was a few times where I would fucking take this one alley was nowhere near the streets, and it was the nicest way to walk home because you didn't have people bothering you. When I was walking on the side of the streets sometimes, like, blocks and blocks, thank God, blocks and blocks away, like, I took a piece of broken glass and, like, carry it in case I had a fucking issue with somebody. Because it was, like, sort of scary at night because, like, people are screaming at you because you dress a little bit different. Like, you gotta understand, for the time and the place, like, Ocean City, everyone was wearing plaid shorts and fucking...
Yeah, and fuck those dudes too. Like, fuck the South a lot for a lot of that shit because... Not to, like, really bring this, like, cheery podcast down.
Yeah.
But Grandy Core is a piece of shit. The dude who owns Core Brothers, and, you know, this podcast very much fucking hates Core Brothers. But when we had Dana and Wayne and Isaac at the one store, for the reason that they all worked together for so long and they ran that store so well, and a couple of their friends worked there and they were all mostly Black or Puerto Rican, Randy Core told us that the other store was getting a little too quote unquote dark.
Yeah.
And we had to
I forgot about that. Yeah, it was.
And he made us
up.
Hire a bunch of white Russian girls who sucked and stole from us the whole season.
I also, like, I knew I wasn't supposed to have a beard.
I sort of relaxed
on it. And when Randy came to the stores, he told Tom to fire me
because
I had a beard. And I mean, I have a beard now.
Yeah, it wasn't like this type of beard.
Yeah, if you look at our Facebook or anything, you see my beard. It was nothing like that. It was like, you know, less than a half inch long. It was just me being lazy
granted,
and not shaving.
There's a difference. He could say, like, you know, oh, wait, cork's about to happen. Drum roll. That was a good one. We should put a target up there. It's the second one that you shot up that way.
We should.
Yeah, like there's a difference between telling someone like, hey, you should shave your beard because you're working with food or this and that.
Yeah.
But that would...
Yeah, I mean, it's someone being lazy and just being like, hey, you need to tell them to shave. No, I was getting told to get fired. Now, let alone that's not as bad as being like, that store's getting a little bit too dark up there.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
But in the same aspect, as much as that sucks, it is the South, and the sales with the store with mostly white people made more because the people in the South suck too. So fuck the United States, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just finish it. And on that sour note, we are on our last beer of the night. It's a longer podcast than normal. That's okay.
Yeah, well, we did have more beer than normal.
And so. This is the Delirium Nocturnum. I have some shit about this. I bet you it changes panels before.
Oh no! I mean,
the podcast is fine. That's rolling.
No, I
fart. Do it.
I can't.
Do it.
I'll poop.
Do it anyway. Do it for the podcast.
I'm not gonna say names or nothing. But someone that we both know.
Bryce Sipes?
No. Someone that we both know was drunk and getting taken care of by somebody. And they were butt naked and they had to get sat down on a toilet to pee because they were so drunk they had to sit and pee. But they farted while they were on the toilet and they looked back at the person that was taking care of them and they went, I think I pooped.
Who did that?
I'm not going to say names. I'll tell you after.
Why does it sound familiar? Did I do that?
No.
Was it you?
No. I've never done anything weird with poop. While I was drinking. Otherwise.
Oh, no.
Did you sip this on?
No, I did not touch it.
What the fuck? I'm not going to touch it.
I was trying to write out in WordPad the description for it because... There we go. We got something going. All right, the scent... is this is off of the Delirium website. The scent is touches of caramel, mocha, chocolate, spices such as licorice and coriander are also present. The flavor is initially a very good mouthfeel of alcohol and softness. It does say mouthfeel. This is followed by an increasing bitterness, partially from the hop, but also from the roasted malt and chocolate malt. Towards the end is a nice balance of bitterness, sour and sweet.
See, when I smell it, I smell licorice. Like, I smell that fruity flavor. I don't get...
the caramel or the...
Yeah. Well, maybe a little.
Well, maybe it's just like...
It might be the glasses, too. Like...
No, I smell it, too. It definitely just kind of smells like a sweeter ale, but nothing... I don't really... I smell sweet, but I couldn't even identify what it is.
Yeah, I can't identify it either.
But, hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Third beers.
It's interesting. It didn't have the taste I was expecting.
The bitter is so minor in comparison to the other two that we did today.
Especially the IPA.
Yeah, but even the other one. I mean, it's not as heavy, too, so you don't
feel it. Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah.
It's, It's definitely got a chocolatey flavor. Like, if you could have chocolate licorice.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like it would taste like. Yeah. It does.
I can taste the licorice.
Yeah.
It's not like overpowering by any means, but no, you definitely taste it. Like, I feel like out of all the things that were listed, that, like, I don't taste caramel at all. But I taste a licorice, kind of like the aftertaste of licorice. And,
yeah.
Like, it's definitely sweet.
Oh, yeah. But you leave it in your mouth a little bit and move it around, you can definitely taste that, like, sweetness. Like,
yeah.
It's good, though. It's not like, you know, I wouldn't recommend this. I would.
Yeah. I would, too. I feel like, it's easier to, like, give to more people. Like, you wouldn't give that IPA to anybody.
Yeah.
But I could give the Delirium. The Delirium is, like, one of my favorite of the Belgian ales that I've had, which isn't that many. Not like that I come across them all the time for drinking, but I love their Christmas one, the Delirium Noel.
Uh-huh.
And that's, like, usually with Christmas beers, it's, like, way too much ginger or, like, you know, that type thing, and theirs is really good, so I always love to drink the other Delirium stuff, and it's definitely really good, and it's rated like 9.4 and stuff on a lot of different beer sites, and I could see why.
Yeah, it's very good.
I it's less of a meal than the stout.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I would drink it. I would drink this more often.
I'd say I'd rather drink this with a dessert than I would the Brooklyn dark chocolate stout, because the dark chocolate, it's good on its own because it's heavy.
Yeah.
This is a little bit lighter, so you can enjoy it with something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good. And it's not too expensive. I was saying earlier, when you go and buy a glass of it somewhere, I've been charged $9.50 for a glass of Delirium before. And they don't give you a pint glass of it. They give you like a chalice. It's only like 6 ounces.
Yeah.
But when you buy the bottle of it, it's only a dollar or two more than anything else that you're getting. So and it's more often than not, it's worth the extra money. Like,
yeah.
But I also put it on the same if not, maybe the Merry Monks is a little bit better.
I think Merry Monks is better than this. Close second.
Yeah, yeah. But like, as far as the fact that, you know, that was an ale too, right? Or was that a...
That was a Belgian style ale.
Yeah, see?
Yep.
I like the Merry Monks more.
Yeah, I do too. Because like, Merry Monks, I couldn't put down.
Yeah, and we were definitely really excited when we tried it, and that was the first time I had it. This is the first time I had this specific Delirium too. So
yeah, this is the first time I've ever had this. It is very good. Like, it's very tasty, very sweet. If you're a sweet kind of person, like, some people don't like sweet, but if you like sweets, and it's not too sweet. It's not like, you know, you're sucking on a lemon.
That's bitter.
I think that's
lemon's
to
bitter.
Me. It's sweet.
But lemon's bitter.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste bitter to me. It tastes sweet.
But I'm just saying, the comparison to someone, they're going to listen to that and they're going to be like,
No.
I don't know what he's saying now. But I...
Shut up, Drew.
But you're right, though. When you, like, hold it in your mouth and swish it around, you really taste that licorice.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. And that's awesome, because I love licorice. Especially love black licorice. And that's something that a lot of people don't like.
Yeah.
So that makes me like this even more.
I don't like black licorice either, but... So, for those people that hear, like, black licorice, it's not that strong.
Yeah.
It's not over the top. It's not black licorice. It's just a little hint of that.
You can definitely taste it.
And there's more flavors going on there. I just can't pinpoint them. But it's all sweet.
Yeah.
It's all nice.
It's all nice. It's a nice beer. It's a happy ending beer, which is why we did it last.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It works out perfect.
I mean, a big fat fucking pink elephant on it, you can't not be happy about
yo,
it.
Yo, you go there, you get rubber tug, you get happy ending.
All right, well, to end this up, since we're getting to that time, let's do the 6-pack scale rating on everyone.
All right. I don't know if this Delirium stuff is in 6-packs. I'd buy a 6-pack of it.
Yeah.
I would.
We'll just keep, no matter what it is, because we'll just keep it as...
I'd buy a 6-pack of it. We have it in 24 like cork bottle. So you?
I would get a six pack of it too. Only like it's really good. It's a little on the pricey side, but it's something that like you can keep in your fridge, and most anyone who's like, oh, can I get a beer? You'd be like, oh, well, yeah, sure, you can take that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, I don't know, it's like a treat. It's not like your cheap shit, but, you know, it's definitely way better than that. But, yeah, I would definitely buy a six-pack of it.
Yep.
What about the IPA?
IPA, I don't even know if they offer a six-pack of it.
Well, the four-pack. Yeah, but I'm just saying, since we're doing one...
Yeah,
we're doing,
no.
On, like, a 1-6 star here, and that's our way of rating.
Yeah, I know. Not an IPA fan, but I have yet to be put down by a Dogfish. So I'm going to say I'd get a six pack of it because I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think that's one of like top five favorite beers. I love bitter beer. So I would definitely buy a six pack or, you know, 2 4s since you can't get a sixer.
What do you think about Brooklyn?
I always like it, especially because it's something you can't get year round.
Yeah.
I feel like all of these beers are six-pack beers. Yep. For their own reasons, though, you know? It's like you get the Brooklyn because you're just like, oh, man, it's that time of year. You got to get the chocolate stout.
I'd say if you get the chocolate stout, you eat fucking Christmas dinner, and you have a chocolate stout to follow that up, you will not be disappointed. And
not
it's
at
worth
all.
Having a six-pack, even if not to yourself, to share with the people that you're around because it is enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's a dessert. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd say six packs all around tonight.
Yeah, this is definitely a successful six sexful. S-I-X sexful. S-I-S-I-X-S-E-X-F-U-L. Six sexful. Yeah, it's definitely all good beers. So far, the only one we've been let down by is the Guinness Black Lager, and I will make note of it every time bad that really was.
The Coke Zero of beer.
that's like, we might as well drink a fucking Budweiser for the first time, just been like, oh, I don't get it.
Or the new Bud called Bud Dark.
Yeah. Or like the first time you ever had a beer and you're like, ew, why do you drink that, Dad? And they're like, oh, you'll understand. not that you'll understand part, but that taste you get, you're like, why the fuck would anyone drink this? Yeah, Guinness Black Lager. Thank you.
Dude,
Guinness.
Like, if there was more drinks like Brooklyn Brewery, the Dark Stout, or the Delirium, like, if my dad was drinking Delirium when I was a kid, he was like, here, son, take a little sip. You take a sip, you'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't expecting that. My dad didn't tell me about this kind of bullshit, all right? My dad gave me Budweiser and was like, here, try this. Oh, that tastes terrible. It's acquired. Get used to it.
Yeah, and then we did what all American kids are supposed to do and got used to the shitty beer.
Yeah.
And now...
But you know what? It's great because anything that we drink compared to that shitty beer will be better.
Yeah.
So... You know, you gotta look at it that way.
And we also have the appreciation. We're not... It's like being born into a rich family.
Yeah.
And you never appreciate being poor. It's like we were raised the right way.
We were Dickensian street merchants, and now we're Queen Elizabeth.
Both of us queens. We are the queens of beer. A shirt right there.
That has to be how we end it.
Follow us on Twitter at... Beer_snobcast.
Or
like us on Facebook.
Beer Goggles Podcast.
Get a hold of us. Tell us beers to drink.
Yep.
Tell us what to talk about. We're loving everyone's reviews on us, and thanks for listening.
Yep. If you want to hear any sort of topic on the podcast, give us a shout. We're open to whatever.
Yeah, just we'll talk about anything. Yep. Like, literally anything.
And while you're at it, just throw us a beer that you like.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do if we can a fan choice of beers.
Yep.
But yeah, we're the queens of beer. Signing out on episode 3.
I'm Nate.
I'm Drew.
Later. Hey.